It agitates me every time that I drive by the bar and there's people in there that are being robbed by the devil. It agitates me. But it's easy for me to switch that to compassion because I was there a lot of the time. But just because I was there doesn't mean it's okay. It agitates me to see people standing around smoking cigarettes. My mother-in-law's dying, my father-in-law died from it. I've seen lots of people, I've sat by people in nursing homes that couldn't breathe. It agitates me. Because they're losing something that God can deliver them from. They're losing their lives to it. It agitates me. But I have to allow the agitation to take time to turn into compassion. I become very, very good at compassionately saying to anybody anywhere, "Wash your hands, Steve, killing yourself like that." When we were down for George's graduation, there were three young girls standing outside the dormitory. They all stood and said, "Why in the world would people as pretty as you want to do something like that to yourselves? Do you know what that does? Oh, you'll be just ugly women when you smoke that for too long." They said, "Oh, we know. I said, "Well, then quit it. Just put them out and quit it. You don't want to do that. I love you too much. You just walk by and say, 'Oh, isn't that sweet?'" But I didn't offend them, I don't think. They were smiling, cupping their cigarette. It was like all of a sudden, if we're going to make it invisible, that will change it. But, you know, it was like, there was, you know, I mean, my first thought is how can you be so stupid and still be? You won't be wrong. I've got proof. Let me show you pictures. You know? I mean, those kinds, there are things that agitate us rightly. But we are free. We are free from agitating passions. In other words, we're free from just killing people with our passions. We're free from that. We can receive the peace of God. And we can minister anytime, anywhere, all the time. We're free from that. We're free from the moral, from giving in to moral temptations, I guess I should say. Because obviously we're going to be tempted. Jesus was tempted in every way as we are. But we have what we need to be free from that. But we're free from agitating passion, so we're also free from those things within us that cause us to be agitated. We have the way to step out of that. We have the way to do that so that we can look and we can say, "You know something? Yes, I'm agitated. But is that someone else's fault? If I'm agitated, why am I agitated?" Usually we're agitated because things are not going the way that we want them to go. It agitates us. It agitates us if someone else convicts us. Doesn't it? Preachers agitate a lot of people just by speaking the word of God. You agitate people. I agitated people when I moved back to town and I didn't drink. That agitated people. Because I used to be so good at it. And I used to be so much fun. And now he's no more fun. I'm more fun now than I ever thought of being then. But I agitated people. Was it their problem or my problem? I was free. They were agitated because I was free. And so sometimes it just agitates people. And you will be agitated when someone else asks, "Why do you think it bothers you when you're not operating according to the Word of God and someone quotes Scripture to you?" Why do you think that the thing that rises up, "Well, you're not so holy. You're not so perfect." What kind of response is that? That's an agitated response. That's an offensive response. That's a, "I know it, I'm not changing it." That's a, "What right do you have?" When I told the man once that he wasn't going to use that kind of language around me, he said, "Well, you're not so perfect." I said, "Doesn't have anything to do with how perfect I am. You're the one doing that right now." Why does it agitate you to be corrected? It agitates us to be corrected because we don't want to be corrected. We're going the way we want to go. But the peace of God makes us easy to entreat.